From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The United Nations Secretary General, the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, and the African Union have condemned yesterday's double suicide bomb attack on the African peacekeeping force in Somalia. The bombing killed at least 21 civilians and soldiers, including the deputy commander of the mission. From Dakar, Senegal, NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports.
Militants from the Al-Shabaab rebel movement vowed to avenge a U.S. helicopter commando raid in southern Somalia earlier this week, killing one of the region's most wanted militants, who Washington said was an Al-Qaeda suspect. However, Americans were not the target in Somalia this time. U.S.-assisted African soldiers were the victims, proving that anti-government Somali insurgents were able to strike at the heart of the peacekeeping mission. Posing as U.N. personnel, the militants detonated suicide car bombs at the peacekeepers' main base. This is the most deadly attack on the African mission since 11 Burundian soldiers were killed in February by suicide truck bombers who infiltrated another base in Somalia's volatile capital. Ophebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dakar.
Russia's president has reacted positively to President Obama's decision to scrap a Bush administration plan for a missile defense system in Poland and the Czech Republic. The Obama administration, including Defense Secretary Robert Gates, has judged a nuclear threat from Iran to be overstated. But as NPR's David Wellner reports, Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill are not pleased.
The man who lost to President Obama last November harshly condemned his decision not to go ahead with the Bush-era missile defense plan. Here's Arizona Republican Senator John McCain.
This decision calls into question the security and diplomatic commitments the United States has made to Poland and the Czech Republic. And I believe it has the potential to undermine American leadership in Eastern Europe.
And House Republican Leader John Boehner called the decision ill-advised.
I think it shows a willful determination to continue ignoring the threat posed by some of the most dangerous regimes in the world while taking one of the most important defenses against Iran off the table.
Congressional Democrats, meanwhile, praised the decision, calling it correct and timely. David Wellner, NPR News. The Capitol.
President Obama is heading out on more trips to promote health care overhaul, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is encouraging people opposed to the president's plans to cool their often heated rhetoric.
I think we all have to take responsibility for our actions and our words. We are a free country, and this balance between freedom and safety is one that we have to carefully balance.
Pelosi said she witnessed what she called frightening rhetoric in San Francisco in the late 1970s during the ongoing debate over gay rights when two city officials were murdered. From Washington, this is NPR News. At least 25 people have been killed in a car bombing in northwest Pakistan today. A government official says victims died either in the blast itself or when buildings collapsed on them. Several people were also reported wounded when a bomber detonated the explosives in his vehicle near a hotel in the town of Kohat. Northwestern Pakistan is a hotbed of Taliban and Al-Qaeda activity. The head of the Federal Aviation Administration has announced a series of reforms that he says will improve the way the agency regulates the nation's airlines. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Among the most notable changes, the FAA will no longer refer to airlines as the agency's customers. Instead, Administrator Randy Babbitt says he's made it clear that the agency's number one customer is the flying public. Since taking over the FAA earlier this year, Babbitt has been sensitive to criticism that the agency is too cozy with the companies it regulates. As part of his reforms, the FAA says it's creating a new office that will deal with safety complaints from the public and from industry whistleblowers. It's also strengthening the process of enforcing so-called airworthiness directives that address potentially unsafe conditions on aircraft. Members of Congress and other critics have said that the FAA in the past has done a poor job overseeing airline safety compliance and responding to whistleblower complaints. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.
Wet weather continues to cover much of the Mid-South. Most of the state of Georgia remains under a flood watch through tomorrow morning. It includes nearly all of the Atlanta metropolitan area. Forecasters are predicting more rain after heavy rains soaked most of the state this week. The rain swelled creeks across Georgia, washed out bridges, and closed some highways. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.